Books on Tape presents See No Evil, the true story of a ground soldier in the CIA's war on terrorism, by Robert Baer, read by Robertson Dean. CIA's Publications Review Board has reviewed the manuscript for this book to assist the author in eliminating classified information and poses no security objection to its publication. This review, however, should not be construed as an official release of information, confirmation of its accuracy, or an endorsement of the author's views. Producer's note. Names, places, dates, and other information that have been deleted for security reasons will be replaced in this recording by the word X. Forward. Bob Baer is not alone. Yes, his riveting account of life in the post-Cold War CIA is devastating, yet another body blow to the reputation of an intelligence agency that failed to protect America when it needed to be protected. But Baer's account of cowardly bureaucrats and indifferent officials in the White House will ring true to a very special audience, the dozens of distinguished and successful CIA operatives who have taken early retirement in recent years in lieu of continuing to pretend that they were making a difference. I've talked to many of these men and women in recent months, and they, like Baer, are writhing with pain, anger, and frustration. Like Baer, they weren't allowed to do their job the right way, the way it had to be done to be effective. We've hit intelligence rock bottom in America. As this is being written, nearly 3 months after the September 11th terrorism attacks, the intelligence community still cannot tell us who was responsible, how the assassins worked, where they trained, which groups they worked for, or whether they will strike again.